know Brian has indicated to our medical staff that he will have surgery sometime next week.
What was wrong with Eddie Lacy?
Excuse me?
What's wrong with Eddie Lacy?
Eddie Lacy was held out of practice because of his hamstring.
Any concern there, Mike, that it's long-term?
That I haven't been given any information to be concerned long-term. I just think it's something that's been bothering him, and today it was determined that he could not practice.
Alex Green was back out there. How's his knee doing?
Well, Alex is obviously doing better. I thought he looked good. He missed practice yesterday because of the swelling, and felt that he was able to go today. So it was good to have him out there. Yeah, Mike Neal passed his physical, so we worked him in a limited fashion, particularly just in the individual drills.
You going to keep him at linebacker? Really give him how much of a look?
Mike is a defensive lineman. I mean, he'll have a role that will have some different responsibilities than he's had in the past, but he's on my defensive line depth chart. Well, we got a game in 48 hours, so I mean it's we've been pads the whole time, but I got out of practice what we need to get done today. So.
Oh, sorry. You're scheduled for pads tomorrow. Are you going to do that still, or is that going to be?
Well, we'll find. Those are decisions that we have a 4:30 staff meeting, and we'll look at that.
Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but you typically haven't practiced before the day before
preseason game. I don't think so. I think I've always practiced the day before the first preseason game, if my memory serves me. Right. It's just a matter of particularly with the way the schedule is. I mean, it's you have so much to get done when the install phase carries into the week of the first preseason game. It's a challenge. We practice 5 days in a row with a scrimmage. So it's important to get these guys ready. And the other factor is, too, is no one's going to go out there and play 70, 80 plays. So.
Extra attention with Vince today. Just where is he right now, scrambling, trying to learn the playbook, get his footwork down?
I mean, Vince Young's on day two, in a new offense. So one of the reasons why we signed Vince Young is he knows how to play quarterback. He knows how to win. He's played in games. He has experience. The hard parts is what he's going through right now. So it's a whole different verbiage. It's not, everybody – that's come through the West Coast offense tree, as you might want to say. There is a starting point in verbiage, but trust me, ours is a lot different today than it was 8 years ago when we got here. So a lot of this stuff is new for him, and the cadence is different. So we're going as fast as we can.
Mike, when you have a couple of major injuries like that, do you have to guard against the here-we-go-again attitude, or are football players conditioned to accept that injuries?
I think football players are definitely conditioned to keep going, and pro football doesn't stop for anybody. So that's the way this game is, and we don't talk about it a whole lot. It's very unfortunate when it does happen. You never want to see a player go through that. Lord knows how much they put into getting ready for a season, and when it happens, you have to keep going because the football team needs to get trained. The football team needs to come together. The football team's fundamental work needs to get done, and you can't stop that process or you won't be ready for week one.
Mike, what was the plan with Randall Cobb today in practice?
Just being cautious with his bicep.
Mike, there are a couple of skirmishes in practice. Pretty just typical of training camp stuff before the first preseason game, or was it
more? I think so. If you look at this week historically, it's time to go play against somebody else. I mean, they're tired of getting after each other, and some plays linger on to the next, which is really an opportunity as a coach to correct that and the discipline that you have to have within the game to fight through that. But this has been going on for 2 weeks, so we're just ready to play a game.
What is your reaction when you see the punches get thrown?
It's not very smart. Just punch a man when he's wearing a helmet. That's not the smartest thing.
Mike, are you glad that Brian decided to have the surgery with his future at stake?
Oh, it's definitely the right decision. And if you look at the history of the way we've treated players, we've never advised a player to take the, you know, the harder road. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is the player's decision. The thing with Brian Bulaga is just the fact that, A, the way the injury happened, his response to the injury, the way he kept playing, to come in here the next day and be doing one-legged squats. You see him walking down the hall. He doesn't look like a man that's getting ready to have knee surgery. So I think for everybody involved, and most importantly for Brian, I think it was just some hope that, you know, maybe it wasn't as bad as the initial opinion. So, and you know, and you never ultimately know until you go in there. But you know, all indications look that it's that he needs to have the surgery.
And no chance that he won't be able to play this year.
If he has a surgery, I would say he's, you know, I don't see him playing this year.
What have you thought of Van Der Olten's development this year?
He's getting better. I thought he started. I thought in the spring he needed to pick it up. I think he started a little slow at training camp, and I think he's really, really come on here in the last week. So I'm very happy with his development.
As a group, where do you think these young receivers are in their progression heading into the first year?
I'll tell you what, our young receiver group's a bunch of good football players. I mean, it's, you know, their numbers are low, you know, with the injuries to Jordy and Randall, and so they're getting a lot of reps. You see the cohesiveness that the whole group it has with the quarterbacks, and particularly Graham and BJ, the guys that throw them the most. So that whole group's just a good group of players, you know. Now, are they the biggest guys, the fastest guys, you know, and things like that? But I've been impressed with every one of them.
Mike, what do you think of the camp Graham's put together? You know, you've given BJ a lot of opportunities. You've brought mm-hmm. Vince Young. He seems to have been very steady.
Yes. Well, I agree with that. I think Graham Harrell's had a steady camp. He's had some highs, and which I think clearly was the scrimmage, and that's what you want, because that's one thing. Live action in the preseason games last year, I mean, he'll learn from that experience on how he needs to perform in those games. I think the practice, you know, there's been some up and down, which is normal in the installation phase, but Graham's clearly a you know, bigger step forward, has taken a big step forward compared to last year.
Mike, do you like where your team is at
into
your first preseason game
as a team? No. I mean, there's so much work to do. I like the pace we're moving towards where we need to get to. But I mean, you're never, you know, happy, you know, where you are at this point, me personally. But I'm also realistic in the fact that, you know, we haven't played our first game yet. So as I stand here in front of you right now, there's things that are going to go wrong in the game, but they're great opportunities to coach off of and learn from. So it's just important for us to keep training these guys and giving these as many individuals many different opportunities as possible. And that's tough to do, because you can't take care of everybody. So, but at the end of the day, it's about getting the quality of play of the football team where it needs to be, and it's ultimately, you know, about winning. So. That's really part of the message to the team last night, and we're making progress towards that.
Mike, what have you thought of how James and Alex have responded to, you know, the new running backs and that increased competition?
Oh, they've picked it up. I mean, James Starks is, you know, he's picked it up. Alex Green's, you know, he's playing better, and that's what competition does. So, and when Dwan gets back, it'll even go to another, you know, go to another level. So, our running back competition is clearly top to bottom. It's never been this good. Our team building exercise was skeet shooting, yes.
And then who talked to the team after practice today?
Ernie Conwell. He's here with the NFLPA.
Go back to the running backs. How do you see Jonathan Franklin's progress coming along?
Steady. You know, I like all young guys, they kind of grind through those first, you know, three or four installations, but you can see him getting more and more comfortable. The scrimmage, he did some good things, and there's definitely some things he'll learn from in the scrimmage. But he's getting more and more comfortable with the run blocking. Our half line drill today, which is probably outside of the team drills, is the most important drill that we do all day. You can see the fit of the linemen and the apex that they're trying to create with the with the blocking scheme and how the back's fitting into that and the gap control of the defense. So that's all come together. And Jonathan's, you know, he's very consistent with his run decisions. And that's what we need to do a better job of as a group.
A couple of teams this week in the league, Falcons, Bengals, Patriots, and Eagles had scrimmages. Have you ever talked about that in the offseason, scrimmaging another team during the game?
Yeah, yes, we have. I've had a few conversations in the past. But frankly, it just doesn't work for us. I mean, there's some components to how we go about training camp and expectations that may be part of those type of decisions. You know, the Green Bay Packers will never leave Green Bay. So, I mean, our training camp is here. It's, you know, for our fans and just the environment that's created here. So as far as trying to make it work, there was talk. I think I tried 2 years in a row, and it just didn't work for us.
Kind of an obvious question, but how important are these preseason games in figuring out who number 6, 7, 8 are on your offensive line?
We haven't played a game yet, so I don't know. I'm not looking at 6, 7, and 8. I got a bunch of names on the board, and I'm focused on giving opportunities to those individuals to get as much information as possible. So that's why you see different guys working different combinations throughout the week. And, you know, use Don Barclay as an example. I mean, is it fair to Don that he couldn't just line up every day and play right tackle like he did at the end of the season? Probably not, but it's not the best thing for our offensive line group. So we're trying to work as many different combinations as possible.